This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from Saturday's tsunami rose to 373 on Monday. That's according to disaster management officials. Approximately 1,500 injuries have been reported and over 100 people are still missing. Simon Boxall, a principal teaching fellow at the University of Southampton's National Oceanography Center, says the tsunami that struck Indonesia Saturday evening would have been difficult to anticipate.
The problem is it occurred during a high tide, a high spring tide, which means that the water levels were already very, very high. There was very little warning. It would have only taken about 10 minutes for the tsunami to hit the coast to the west. It took about an hour to hit it to the east, but even so, there's still very little time to get a warning out.
The Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency reported an eruption of the Krakatoa volcano about 9 p.m. Saturday, and then the tsunami struck a short time later. A Turkish official said Monday that U.S. President Trump has accepted Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's invitation to visit the country. Meanwhile, major players in and around Syria have started positioning their forces as discussions get underway on how to proceed once U.S. forces vacate the country in their fight against the last remnants of the Islamic State terror group remain. The pace of troop movements along with diplomatic outreach intensified Monday. That's the same day the Pentagon confirmed outgoing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis ordered U.S. troops to start leaving. On CBS's Face the Nation, U.S. Senator Rand Paul says he's fine with pulling troops out.
Even General Mattis said that there's no military solution to Syria, and he's also said there's no military solution to Afghanistan. How do you think our young soldiers feel? I have members of my family that are going over there soon. How do you think they feel being sent to Afghanistan when you're generals are saying there's no military solution?
Mr. Trump's announcement last week that forces would be leaving Syria also has Washington's major partner on the ground in Syria on alert. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports there are private negotiations taking place to end the government shutdown. However, publicly, both sides are criticizing the other.
Despite the holiday, President Trump tweeted he was all alone at the White House waiting for Democrats to make a deal on desperately needed border security. They issued a statement saying that the president is plunging the country into chaos by forcing a shutdown and now apparently not having a way to get out of it.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. U.S. stock markets fell sharply Monday with the S&P 500 down more than 2%, the Dow down nearly 3%. President Trump blames the Federal Reserve for stock market declines and other economic problems. In tweets, he has said the only U.S. economic problem is rising interest rates. He accused the Fed chief, Jerome Powell, of not understanding the market and damaging the economy with rate hikes. The exemption for ultra-Orthodox Jews from mandatory